So one thing, as I was sharing Friday, I kept hearing the Lord say, "I will never forget. I will never forget." So I titled this, "He Will Never Forget." He will never forget. Well, what does that mean? If he never forgets, that means he'll remember. He will remember. So what was interesting to me is this, in a week from now, we're going to celebrate the anniversary of 9/11. And it's a time that we honor those that gave their lives for the sake of others. And so we see signs posted all over. We will never forget. Yeah, we will never forget. And we shouldn't. We should honor those. But men over time will forget. Or even if they do remember, the meaning sometimes changes and the impact and the significance of it. But God, there's only one that will never forget. Never. He will never forget what his son did. He will never forget the blood of Jesus. He'll never forget. He's a what? A covenant-keeping God. He keeps covenant. So it just got me to thinking along those lines that he's faithful, he will never forget. And that this season that we're in, where we are not to forget, well, sometimes we do. And so many thoughts, but the one thing that when we talk about forgetting, we're talking about our thinking, our thoughts. What is Isaiah 55? It says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways." And what else does it say? "As the rain cometh down, the heavens are higher than the earth, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return void unto me," but what? But accomplish. He won't forget. He will never forget. And so one of the things that I keep reminding myself is that as we go into society, as we come around and all the things that we face today, we need to remember that he doesn't forget. The things that we face, the struggles that we face, the things that we face, we need to remind ourselves and say, he won't forget me. He'll never leave me or forsake me. He's got a grip on me. He's holding tight upon me. No matter what we face, because sometimes those things can be overwhelming. They can be. And we need to remind ourselves daily, God is for me and not against me. He's for me and not against me. He will never forget. Say he'll never forget. He'll never forget. So one of the things that got me to thinking, you know, the increase of sin and lawlessness. Think about, and hearts are growing cold and becoming more and more what? Unfaithful. Unfaithful to each other, unfaithful to family, unfaithful to jobs, unfaithful to just God. Unfaithful. Matthew 24, in the Passion Translation, Matthew 24, verses 12 and through 14, It says, there will be such an increase of sin and lawlessness that those whose hearts once burned with passion, see, for God and others will grow cold. Well, that's what we're seeing. People are just, whatever. Maybe I'll serve God, maybe I won't. But keep your hope to the end, and you will experience life and deliverance. Verse 14, yet through it all, this joyful assurance of the realm of heaven's kingdom will be proclaimed all over the world, providing every nation with a demonstration of the reality of God. And after this, the end of this age will arise. That's what we're to do. We are to go into all the world and preach the gospel with signs and wonders following. 2 Timothy, in the New Living Translation, 2 Timothy 3, and verse, starting in verse 1. It said, you should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. See what we're talking about? This ground is sacred, holy. They'll consider nothing. That's why when God said, this place is not to be used as common. See, not common. He said here, but they will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. Now, that doesn't mean that. What that really means is don't pal around with people like that. That doesn't mean we don't share the gospel with them. It doesn't mean that at all. But this looks like society we live in. And it's getting worse because there's not a love of God. But God will not forget his covenant. He will not forget. God is a covenant-keeping God. God is a faithful God. Deuteronomy 7:9, King James, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God. Faithful, say faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. So we have a covenant-keeping God, a faithful God. A God that loves us. A God that never loosens his grip upon us. Never. No matter where we are, wherever God has stationed us, we are not to fear. We are not to fear. You know, Corey and Natalie, they keep us up to date, or keep a few of us. They keep me. I get texts from them. They're back in their country of call. They're back in. They're back. They got all of their stuff through that new government, and they're back in that country that they had to leave. Going with the love of God, going with the favor of God, going with God. No fear. So God is a covenant-keeping God. Psalm 89:34 in the New International Version says, I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have uttered. He'll not alter it. If he said it, he will do it. I like that saying. God said it. And, you know, there's, you know, I know people have, you can say it any way you would desire. It says, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Or you can say, God said it, that settles it, and I believe it. However you decide to say it, it's settled. If he said it, it's settled. First Corinthians, God is faithful. Let's look at a few scriptures. God is faithful. That means, you know, an obsolete meaning of that means full of faith. He's full of faith. He's firm in adherence to his promises. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9 in the Amplified Classic. I like this because it amplifies it. It says, God is faithful, reliable, trustworthy, and therefore ever true to his promise, and he can be what? Depended on. By him, you were called into companionship and participation with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. I like this. A familiar scripture. Let's look at the New Living Translation, 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13. Very familiar scripture. I just want to read it in the New Living. It says, the temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He's faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. Say endure.
Endure.
Yeah. So God is a faithful God. And he will never forget. He'll never forget. So as we go through life, we need to remember that we have a God that's faithful and will never forget. He's faithful. That's why I like to read these prophecies given sometimes, because even when we talk about God and his word and things that he's spoken, this prophecy that was given to Pastor Sarah in 2003 by Brother Copeland, talked about how through so many years it took to build the foundation. This was in 2003, and it's just now complete, and said that some foundations take longer than others because of what it has to support. So the foundation in a little tiny house is different than a foundation in the World Trade Center that may go down 10 stories below ground. So that foundation is bigger and took longer to build. That's what he said here. It took years to build, 20 plus years. But then he went on to say, don't be concerned because you don't have to build it. I'm putting it together, saith the Lord. And he said, all you're required to do is to be obedient and speak the words that I put into your mouth. And that's when he went on to say, be very cautious and be careful about the words that you speak on a daily basis, even the moments when you're lighthearted. And then he said, I will not allow your words to fall to the ground. They will enter into the atmosphere of the Spirit, and there they will work until the time of the end when the books are closed and we begin something anew. He'll never forget. He'll never forget the words that you spoke in faith about something. He will never forget. You may look at it and go, looks like nothing's happening. He'll never forget. He is faithful God. And those words that we speak, what things soever we bind on earth are bound in heaven. What things soever we loose on earth are loosed in heaven. So that means for me that you may not even see it come to pass. If he tarries and you go home to be with the Lord, those words, like he said, will not fall to the ground. They keep working, they keep working, they keep working, and he watches over his word to perform it. He'll never forget. People come and go, they may forget. You know, some of these prophecies, I may play another one in a week or so from now, but I remember in 2010, I was minding my own business, and the Lord said, I want you to go pull, I heard him say it down in here. He said, go pull out this prophecy by Dr. Price from the 10th anniversary. And I had one of the staff at that time, I had her take it and copy it from cassette, get it onto the computer, transcribe it, and I almost fell over listening to it. Because what? We forget. We forget what was said. He never forgets. And that's why words that were spoken to Pastor Clinton and Sarah, to me, I look at that, whether it was them or somebody else, or they were spoken to me, they came from God. They came from God. And those words are for this body. And you need to take hold of words. When God says something, you just hold steady. Keep saying it. Keep speaking it. And expect it to come to pass. Glory to God. So those things, for me, listen to this. This is in the New Living Translation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23 and 24. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, I'm sorry, 5, verse 23 and 24. It says, now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. Verse 24. God will make this happen, for he who calls you is faithful. He will make it happen. Glory to God. He'll make it happen. You know how people say, make it happen. Lamentations in the New Living Translation, Lamentations chapter 20. Chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. He'll never forget. He's a faithful God. Hebrews 10:23. You know, we always read this in the King James. Very familiar scripture. It says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Well, no, that's 35. But verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of what? Our faith without wavering. For he is what? Faithful that promised. And then it goes on, I like this, and let us consider one another to provoke, don't provoke one another, but provoke unto what? Love and good to good works. But I like this in the Passion Translation in verse 23 of Hebrews 10. It says, so now we must cling tightly to the hope that lives within us, knowing that God always keeps his promise. He always keeps his promise. He will never forget. Never. Say never forget.
Never forget.
Never forget.
Never forget.
Never forget. Hebrews in the King James, Hebrews 10:35. Well, you're in chapter 10, but just in starting in verse 35, cast not away therefore your what? Your confidence, which hath great recompense or reward, for ye have need of what? Patience. See, that's the thing right there, isn't it? Patience. You could say endurance. We need endurance. You need patience that you add to what? Your confidence. I'm confident, but I'm not seeing anything happen. So it's like, you need patience. You need some patience. That after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Then what does it say? Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. But listen, verse 35 and 36 in the New Living Translation. It says, so do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you'll receive all that he promised. You know, what did Pastor Enrique just got done sharing last week? Yeah. We don't like process. You need patience. You need to endure the what? The process. So that you receive all that he's promised. We don't like that, do we? We don't like the process. We don't like it. We like losing weight. We like looking good, but we don't like the process. We don't like the gym. We don't like to walk. We don't like to exercise, but we like the results. Right? That's the truth. Right? We like the results. But, you know, it's like when we go up to the village and we're working up there, you know, I mean, it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. I mean, it was, whew, man, we were around the pond. I was doing something. We were weed whacking for 4.5 hours. And man, we were in the beating sun. And it was wook. Man, I'm telling you, I was going up, you know, if you've ever been up there, you walk from the pond up, it's up, and I'm like, man, this is, I need a scooter right about now, you know. But I tell you, the results of what we got done, ooh, man, it looks great. It looks great. Yeah, we like the results, but we don't like the effort and the work, right? Yeah. Need patience. Don't give up. Psalm 37 in the King James, commit thy way what unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He'll bring it to pass. You got to commit your way unto him. I like this. This is in the Passion Translation, the same verse. It says, this right here gets home. It says, give God the right to direct your life. Amen. Oh, yeah, right there. Give God the right to direct your life, and as you trust him along the way, you'll find he pulled it off perfectly. Yes. Yeah. Give him the right to direct your life. You know, the things that you want him to direct and the things you don't. You know, the things that he says, change that, and you go, I don't know if I like this. Galatians 6:7 in the NIV, Galatians 6:7 through 10, says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in well-doing or in doing good, for at the proper time. Does that sound like process to you? Yeah. At the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So when we look back and we look back in all that we're going through in life and society and what we're faced with, we need to keep ourselves in the love of God. We need to keep ourselves built up. Otherwise, you get to be thinking like the world. You get to be letting your mind get corrupted with worldly thoughts. And we need to have the love of God and the compassion of God working in us to do what? Strengthen us and empower us to reach people. Now, yeah, people are acting crazy and the situations we face with people, but I'll guarantee you, just like that lady that came on that property up in Pennsylvania, I'm not saying she's acting like that, but I'm telling you, a spirit man in a person, a spirit in a person knows the truth. I don't care how far away you get. We've heard testimonies of people who've gotten off into other lifestyles, whatever that is. You know, you can see, you can look at the alphabet, LGBTQ, whatever it is, right? And those lifestyles, and when they get set free, they'll say, I knew what I was doing was wrong, and somebody shared something, and I changed. Yeah, their spirit knows the truth. So we don't have to hit people upside the head with, you ought to be doing this, and you should be doing this, and what you're doing is wrong. They already know it. Right. Their spirit knows it.
Right.
Yes, they may not be serving God, but we need to have the compassion of God to love people out of darkness.
Yes.
And God is faithful. And he will never forget them, just like he won't forget you. He won't forget them. He'll give them opportunity after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to change, just like he does us when we don't want to change. And he goes, you need to change that. He does that with us. And he gives you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to make corrections in our own life, and we serve him. So how much more is he going to give others that don't serve him? He's a merciful God. He's a faithful God, and he will never forget. Never forget. So we need to, one thing, I like this in the Amplified Translation. In Jude verse 20 and 21, there's chapter 1, there's only one chapter, but verse 20 and 21 in the Amplified Classic. It says, "But you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith, make progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit." Verse 21, "Guard and keep yourselves," what? "In the love of God, expect and patiently wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ the Messiah, which will bring you unto life eternal." How are we going to stir up? It's going to be the love of God in us, praying in the Holy Ghost, stirring up our hearts to love people and love unlovely people. And he will work through us. Amen. Glory to God. So I wanted to just share those thoughts and remind us, number one, I kept hearing it. He'll never forget. He will never forget, never forget, never forget, never forget. And he's faithful. And as things happen in our society, all the noise, all the craziness that's going on. You know, I remember a couple of years ago, they were interviewing someone, a producer for a well-known news agency. And as crazy as they can be, and this is what this producer said, "Fear sells." What he said? Fear sells. So they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. They want to push fear through the news. Who motivates that? Sure isn't God. God is faithful. God is a God of love that will never forget. But we've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Glory to God. So as we go and as we lead up to, you know, you're going to see all the news of how we will never forget. I'm not saying we should. By no means, I'm saying we should forget that particular tragedy that happened on 9/11 21 years ago. I'm not saying we should. We should honor the men and women that gave their lives. You may have family members, you may have friends, you may have served with men and women that lost their lives. We should remember that. We should honor them for that. But even in that, remember, I just changed that one word when they said, "We will," I see posters all over, "We will never forget." I go, "Yup, he will never forget. He's faithful." Glory to God. He is faithful. And just the same way, you know, we all have people and our individuals, I'd say, not people, that sounds crude, but individuals, family members that may not be serving God. He'll never forget them. He will never forget. Never, never. You may pass on. He'll never forget. And we need to have that hope and that assurance that my prayers are working. And that's what it said. If you will give him the right to direct your life, you will look up and see he's pulled it off perfectly. Glory to God. Praise God. Father, we thank you for never forgetting. We thank you for your great kindness and mercy to us and your mercies that are new and afresh every morning. So we thank you for your great goodness, for your great faithfulness to us and to those that don't even know you. And we thank you for that, Father, and we purpose to serve you and honor you with all of our heart and love. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Praise God. Say, he will never forget. Yeah. You know, how would you like to be in the country of Ukraine or some other country that may have been under duress? I don't care what country. I just happened to mention that, but it could be any country. I mean, I think about all the people in Iraq and Afghanistan. He'll never forget them, ever. I don't care what country you could name. You can name any country. It may look like they've got leadership that has totally removed God. He will never forget. Never. Never, ever, ever, ever. He died for them. He died for everybody. So he will never forget. Praise God. Father, we're so grateful in Jesus' name. So if you're here today, and most I see are you have a relationship with God, but you may be watching and always remember that he didn't forget you, and he provides an opportunity for you to ask him into your heart, and all he desires is that you believe that and confess with your mouth Jesus as the Christ, as the Savior, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, his son from the dead. If you do that, then the scripture says you become saved, born again, receiving eternal life. So let's say this simple prayer. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to receive Jesus as my Savior. I confess him now as my Savior, and I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. So I ask you into my heart. I ask you to cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. Make something new of me. And I believe now that I am saved, and I will serve you with all of my heart the rest of my days. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that simple prayer, if you did that and meant it, you became born again. If you're watching online, if you're here today, just let us know. We'll give you some free information. If you're watching online, also let us know, contact us, and we'll send you some free information as to who you have become in Christ. Glory to God.